It's time to talk about an event that comes up every year around this time. It's held at the White Hart. It's the Holiday Market put on by the Salisbury Artisans Group. And what's so great about this event is that this group does this, and a portion of the proceeds from every day of the sale goes to benefit a different local charity. And with us right now to talk about it this morning is Diane Shapira. Diane, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
Yeah, so this is coming up once again a couple of weekends. Begins on November 30th and runs the Saturday and Sunday of that weekend, 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday. And then the following weekend on a Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5 and then 10 to 4 once again. But the great thing about this is that with the four different days, you really do get to benefit four different nonprofits in the area.
That's right. Yes, we do. And we're going to have, both weekends we'll have many of the same vendors, but we have brought in some new vendors, so there'll be different people on the two weekends. You will be able to see some new stuff if you come the second weekend.
Now, once again, we remind everybody, this is at the White Hart in Salisbury, and once again, it benefits local non-for-profits. And it's interesting because I remember when you started this, and now I look at your press release and your poster of jewelry, pottery, fiber arts, wreaths, wooden goods, fine art, organic skincare, specialty yarns, woodworking, leather goods.
I mean, even
gourmet food, and there's even more spread out over the 4 days.
Yes.
So now, I guess I have to talk a little bit about this. How do you go about selecting the different vendors? Do they just apply, and then you see how many vendors you can fit in on the given days?
Well, of course, we've done this a number of times now, so we know that we can fit in 23 vendors, and we also have a policy that if you've been with us, we don't kick you out. So then we have usually maybe like 5 or 6 extra spots, that means, and people apply to us. Yes, they send us a description, they send us photographs, and we look them over and we fit in. We try to get a nice selection and try not to have, you know, too many potters on one day or too many jewelers on one day and kind of spread that around. And then we wait list whoever we don't have room for.
Well, it's interesting because I'm just looking at some of the list, I mean, that you have, and the peach tree, okay, that is a natural stone jewelry.
Yeah, yep.
I'm just going to pull out a few that shows you the difference. You've got Leslie O'Neill Designs, but you also have some very interesting different food vendors, the Great Cape Baking Company.
Yes, they were with us when we did the Columbus Day. And they were doing donuts then, and I don't think they won't be doing donuts, but I believe they're doing jams and breads.
Well, they've become famous around
here. Yeah, because it's delicious.
But you have the typical things like leathers and ceramics and things.
Right.
But what's great about this is it's early enough where people can go out, support local charities, and also, obviously, get some of their holiday shopping done.
Yes. Exactly. And know that, and they're also buying things that are made right around here often by people they know. And that's a wonderful thing to support local artisans.
It really is. Now, how many years have you guys been doing this?
We were just calculating that, trying to go back and figure it out. And we got together for the first time about 15 years ago on the front lawn of Karen Gerstel. She's the weaver of her house. And that was, about 15 years ago, and it was a little collection of about 6 of us who had been at Creative Hands. You remember Creative Hands?
Oh, yeah.
So we had all been at Creative Hands, and it had closed, and we were missing that opportunity to put our stuff out there. And so we set up on Karen's house, and a few people came. And then over time, we, figured out where else to be. We've tried a few venues, as you also probably know. And, of course, for Columbus Day, Mary O'Brien from formerly Chiwala has welcomed us for 10 years at least. And then this past few years, we approached the White Hart, and they have been very generous in welcoming us to set up there.
Well, I just think it's a great idea because, one, you do help you do help charities, but too, it's also, like you say, it's they're local businesses. I mean, that makes a big difference as well. They're local. I'm not going to say businesses. They're local artisans that ply their trade 365 days a year.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a very festive feeling event. So that's a wonderful thing too. And we have, as you know, given part of what we collect in fees to these charities over the years. I think we do the food pantry every year. Used to be Owl's Kitchen, and now it's the food pantry. We do them every year. We do the ambulance squad, the Jane Lloyd Fund, and we're so happy to be able to do that.
You know, you touch nonprofits that each individual nonprofit touches a lot of different people as well.
Exactly.
Which I think is what being as a nonprofit that we are in the area, there's just so many different nonprofits, and there's only so many funds you can draw from. It's nice when you get something extra like this that mixes in with it.
Yeah, exactly. And because we are a community of artisans, but we are part of this bigger community, and I feel that building community, particularly in these days, is very important. So we're happy that we're in this community, that it supports us, and that we can give back in this way.
Well, once again, it's the Holiday Market put on by the Salisbury Artisan Group, and it's at the White Hart in Salisbury, and it benefits local nonprofits on November 30th from 10 to 5. That's a Saturday, December 1st, Sunday from 10 to 4. And then once again, December 7th, a Saturday from 10 to 5, and Sunday, December 8th from 10 till 4. You can always get more information on the web at artisanssale.org. And Facebook at Salisbury Artisans Group. And what's nice about having it at the White Hart, if you decide to have lunch or maybe an early evening dinner, you get to wrap it all up in one.
Oh, yes. And people did that last year.
Well, you know, we're hoping that the weather stays good. But that's the nice thing about also doing it over 4 days, over two different weekends. You're destined to get good weather no matter what.
Exactly. Sooner or later, it's not going to be snowing.
That's right. Well, Diane, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marshall.
Good luck again with the sale this year.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Once again, that is the holiday market put on by the Salisbury Artisans Group at the White Hart. Benefits a lot of different local nonprofits. The weekend of November 30th and 1st and December 7th and 8th at the White Hart in Salisbury, Connecticut.